Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yesterday, Costa DeMontis, the former deputy budget director who also oversaw the state's school construction office, was found guilty on all 21 counts, including bribery, extortion, conspiracy, lying to federal investigators. All counts, guilty. And he could go to prison depending on what happens. And it was a classic story that you might not even imagine in 2025, where, you know, testimony of cash being exchanged in places like Dunkin' Donuts and Capitol Grill bathrooms. I mean, it's like B-movie stuff. And so, but a pretty interesting case to discuss, and want to get some insight from Jim Bergen from Shipman and Goodwin here on Brian and Company. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good. Yes, me on B-movies. Right.
I was sort of always schooled on this stuff. If the feds bring a case, there's a good chance they're going to get a conviction.
That's true. And we'll reserve comments on the Comey case for some other time. But yes, the normal federal indictment is a result of a lot of work. And they almost invariably end up in pleas, guilty pleas, little negotiation over sentencing guidelines. So the most important thing right now is where you started, which is, he's going to be sentenced. Well, he's going to be sentenced, and his sentencing guidelines apparently are going to cover him for the rest of his life. In other words, this was ultimately not a good decision on his part to go all the way. His lawyer, of course, has to take his client as he finds him. And I think Norm Pattis, who takes on the toughest case, this is easy compared to Alex Jones, but it was still not an easy client. And the jury court.
Could he, Jim? Can I interrupt?
Please.
Could he? Did they offer a deal? Like, could he have taken a deal?
Well, they always come up with something. And my understanding, I'll just leave it at that, is that he was offered opportunities to plead out, but he had no interest in that because he needed to tell his story. I think the fact that he took the stand and apparently did not come across well on cross-examination. Most of the media were very dry, and they don't like to comment on how it felt in the courtroom because it just doesn't. But Susan Raff did press accounts that he was quite prickly on cross-examination. And then the jury foreperson who was interviewed on TV said, well, his testimony didn't really help him. And, the lawyer has to let him testify if he wants to testify. So Norm had to put him up there, do the best he could, but he couldn't stop talking and catering to the media while he's waiting for the verdict. He needs to hear himself. He believes his own stuff. Hmm. And that's, ultimately going to be fatal.
Yeah. I mean, whether he's delusional or narcissistic, I don't really know the man, so I can't judge it. But in terms of the practical elements here, is there an appeals process, or how does that work?
Oh, yes. No, the appeal will go to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York, which is the appellate authority over the state of Connecticut, District of Connecticut, I should say. And there are some things that can be brought up, but they're pretty much cured by the power of the evidence in the case. Norm Pattis specifically mentioned that there was no proof of interstate commerce, and that may be an issue. You can infer it by the volume of money, but there really was no time spent by the prosecution on the interstate commerce element, and which is necessary in order to get federal jurisdiction. Otherwise, these are standard state crimes. But I don't think that's, I wouldn't bet much on that. It's just the right thing to do when you're a lawyer, but that doesn't mean it's going to make much of a difference for FASTA, the amount of...
What would the timetable be? If you were to go to prison, would it? Because these appeal processes can go on for a long time.
Oh, yes, but it wouldn't surprise me if the bond is going to be set pretty high, because the odds of him getting out are not good. The odds of his appeal are not strong. And this this fellow has already established himself to do what he wants to do. And I don't think the court is going to feel comfortable after all this attention, having there being some risk that he doesn't even show up. So I think he's going to end up having a higher bond. But one way or the other, they're going to be monitoring him carefully. So even if he doesn't get a higher bond. So to answer your question on timing, the sentencing is only, you know, a month and a half from now, but there may be some delays, but not going to be too much. And then the appeal period is about a year.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Interesting. So your point is he there's a good chance he stays in custody while the appeals process goes through. I mean, there was an instance where they intimated he's a flight risk because he has a Greek passport now.
Well, they always collect the passport, but there are lots of ways to get out. You know, people can just get on a boat, you know, so they usually have ankle monitors. And but the amount of investment of personnel and time and money and all that to monitor someone who has already demonstrated he kind of does what he wants to do and believes it's okay. So he's probably going to be held.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Jim Bergen from Shipman and Goodwin here, Brian and Company. To me, the most fascinating thing that sort of come up, in my mind is with such overwhelming evidence and this guy who's, you know, it's not like he was, you talked about his relationship with the jury. You know, I don't know how much work you've done on this end, but for a defense attorney, how difficult is it to deal with a case like this?
Oh, it's very hard. And the fact that Norm Pattis takes on these tough cases really is something that is a mystery to most people. It's not a mystery to any of us who do criminal defense work, because a criminal defense attorney knows your job is to be a servant. Ultimately, you service the client. And if the client has a couple of things that are reserved for them, whether to plead out, that's entirely their decision. The lawyer can only give some persuasion, but the lawyer doesn't want to be too tough in persuasion, because then you can lose the feelings of trust that you need to have with your lawyer. So he gets to decide whether to plead out. He gets to decide whether to take the stand. It's very likely that Attorney Pattis did not want him to take the stand. But the guy needed to take the stand. And frankly, there was no way he was going to get his version of the events out other than taking the stand. The other people got left out. You know, the judge, you know, I think very rightly pointed up that would be a distraction, and it really wasn't relevant. Because just because his claim that, oh, I saved $500 million by being a tough guy, and that does appeal to some people. Hey, you got to break some things to get things done. On the other hand, you know, whether or not you have to commit crimes to do it is the question, not whether you saved $500 million, which is, of course, is not very likely. But assuming that he even did, you still have to do it lawfully. So that's why, he's in a very tough position. And the lawyer had to just serve the client while obeying the law and respecting the court and respecting the jury. Not an easy job.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine having to do that, but it is part of, you know, our system and our culture, and it's a necessary role. And I mean, I did think of him, and it's like, wow, that's a really difficult, because you know, in our conversations, both on and off microphone, you know, you talk about, you know, the job, the role is to serve the client.
Yeah. And I have spoken with Norm many times over the years. And after this verdict, I even got a chance to chat with him because, I taught him in law school like almost 40 years ago. And he's very, very smart and very, very capable. But he is absolutely fearless. And that's why he gets hired by these people who can't get enough of themselves.
Yeah. Well, fascinating, Jim. I really appreciate the insight. A pretty overwhelming verdict. And I think the jury must have done a pretty comprehensive job because they had to deliberate all those counts. And they took some time there to do so. So thanks so much for the time, Jim.
Glad to help. Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.